Welcome back for another hour of Open Forum here on Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of a whole bunch of stuff, including The Bible is a Catholic Book, and he's got the brand new, well, it's not quite brand new. I mean, it's been out a little bit, but I've got the brand new copy in my hands, Beginning Apologetics, How to Defend and Explain the Church. That's Jimmy's course for the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. It's the course that started it all, and it gets rave reviews. In a little bit, I'm going to tell you about how we might be able to give that to you. We are in the midst of, well, we're now in the last hour. We're in the last hour, and it's crunch time, and it's exciting because we've got a heavy big goals to make this hour, and maybe we will and maybe we won't, and there's all that excitement, but we need your help to be fully funded for the next 3 months. The number to call is 888-291-8000, or you can go online to catholicanswersradio.com. We are cutting it close. We've got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match again this hour, and if we can reach that, then it's just a short climb from that to being fully funded. So I think we a good hour, and we are there. Jimmy, thanks for coming back again. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. I'm optimistic. I'm a bit on the edge of my seat as to whether or not we're going to make it all the way to our overall drive goal. Right now, we need to raise $20,000 in the last hour. And as we said, quoting St. John, it is the last hour, brethren, or beloved. And so we do need to hear from you. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We still have a number of lines open for you. In fact, I can see Chris Check's line is open. So if you call in the next few moments, you're likely to be talking to the president of Catholic Answers. However you want to contact us, whether it's by phone or by going to catholicanswersradio.com or by texting the word Catholic to 24365, we do need to hear from you right now because we're not going to be able to do any fundraising here on the radio for the next 3 months. We really try to keep it to a minimum. We're not like some NPR networks that we could mention where they take a week or more all the time to raise funds. We keep it really limited, and that means we do need to hear from you. Earlier in today's show, in our first hour, we had a gentleman call and say, "Hey, I'm Protestant, but I value what you're doing so much. I'm going to call and make a donation." And that's something a lot of our listeners who are Catholics could take a lesson from. If there are people who, I mean, he's a Christian gentleman, and so he shares the basic Christian faith, but he doesn't, at least at this point, have full membership in the church. He doesn't have the benefits of all the sacraments and, all the church's teaching, all of the wisdom of the last 2,000 years of Catholic history. If you do have that, and you're learning about it from here on Catholic Answers Live, if you are a Catholic, by all means, take a lesson from our Protestant friend and give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
About to go back to the phones for Open Forum. I don't want to keep callers waiting too long or listeners waiting too long because that is the main thing that we do. But if you could just ask yourself this, where else in the media do you find the fullness of the Catholic faith explained and defended? Even in Catholic media, we're often overtaken with certain specific, obsessions of one kind or another, or anger, but certainly in the secular media, you're going to find anger, you're going to find temptation, you're going to find greed, all those things where that person goes across the dial. There's one spot where they can find the fullness of the message of God's love in Jesus Christ being presented. That's all we want to do. You've always made it possible for us, but we really do need your help now. A $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We're going to need probably just three kinds of donors in this hour in order to do it. We're going to need some small dollar donors, some mid-level, and some large donors. If we could just cover those three areas, I think we'll get there all together. 888-291-8000. All right, let's go to the phones, and we'll get some questions for Jimmy Akin, our guest during this open forum. We go now to Aaron, in the next state over from us in Arizona, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Aaron, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Okay, thank you. And Jimmy, thank you for taking my call. So I'm a Protestant, and I've been considering coming into the church the Catholic Church for a couple of years, but I want to make a well-informed decision.
Right.
And
good.
So I listen to a lot of Catholic and Protestant apologists, and I've tried to read a lot, and I have to say I really like the things I hear from the Catholic apologists, but there's one question I've seen brought up that I haven't been able to find an answer to, and I'll try to do it justice, but it was basically posed like this, that in Matthew 22, verses, I think it's 36 through 40, Jesus says that the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and then the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. And so if the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, and none of us are really capable of doing that, wouldn't we be constantly in a state of mortal sin? And how could we like reconcile, you know, a hope of salvation and ever being in a state of grace if that's the case?
Okay,
sure. So this is a question that people have wondered about, and it's a question I've thought about going back decades now. And I found the answer early on. Basically, when Jesus says that the greatest commandment, and this is a quotation from the Old Testament, it's an exhortation to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And what that essentially means is make God your number one priority. So that if anything would separate you from God, you don't do that thing. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to spend every ounce of emotional and physical energy you have in the conscious worship of God. God did not design us that way. He did not design us to be able to spend every single moment devoting all of our conscious, mental, and physical energy to his worship. He expects us to sleep. He expects us to eat. He expects us to think about things other than him. And we know that. We know this. The fact we need to do those things are not just products of the fall, because Jesus also did them. Jesus also needed to sleep. Jesus also needed to eat. Jesus also needed to think about stuff other than God, like his disciples, for example. When he's teaching them, he's thinking about his disciples, not simply about God. So we see Jesus himself using mental and physical energy on things other than conscious worship of God. But God is still his number one priority, fulfilling his Father's will. And so consequently, we shouldn't interpret the exhortation to love God fully to mean we've got to expend absolutely all of our energy in this way. What it could be taken that way, but it contains an element of hyperbole. What it really means is make God your number one priority, so you don't put anything else above God. If you're putting something else above God, that thing is an idol, and you're committing idolatry at that point. And if you do it knowingly and deliberately, if you knowingly and deliberately put something above God, that's what would be a mortal sin. So if you say, I don't care about God as much as I care about, let's say, sexual pleasure, and I'm going to consciously and deliberately put sexual pleasure above God, or gustatory pleasure. If you're committing gluttony, you say, I don't care what happens to my body. I'm just going to go for this gustatory pleasure. I care about that more than God. If you're doing that knowingly and deliberately, then that would be a mortal sin. But merely being distracted from God by thinking about, let's say, gustatory pleasure a little too much, you can still have God as your priority, as your number one priority, even if you get a little bit distracted by food or by other things. You're not knowingly and deliberately putting them above God, and so consequently, that would not be a mortal sin. To give an analogy that St. Thomas Aquinas is famous for, having God as our number one goal is, in essence, like having God as the destination towards which we're journeying. If we're walking along a road, at the end of the road is God, and that's where we're headed. As we walk along the road, we can be slack in how quickly we're arriving at God and doing His will. So we can be distracted if there's, let's say, a ice cream stand along the road and we dawdle for a few minutes to have ice cream. We're not going to get to God as quickly as if we ignored the ice cream and went straight for Him. But we're still not changing our destination away from God. It's when you say, I don't care about ending up with God, I'm going to the ice cream factory by a different road. That's when it becomes mortal sin, when you're fundamentally changing what you're aiming at so that it's no longer God. And so I hope that provides both a biblically grounded understanding of what Jesus is doing in Matthew, because we can look at His own nature and see even Jesus with His unfallen nature is spending emotional and physical energy on things other than worship, and also provides a conceptual framework for helping to think about mortal sin in terms of shifting our destination away from God as opposed to merely being distracted along our way to God.
Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. And I hope you'll call again, Aaron, as you've expressed an interest in the Catholic faith and a closeness to the moment where you may enter the Catholic Church. I hope we can continue to be of help to you on that.
I want to cite that's just another illustration of how Catholic Answers Live reaches people who aren't Catholic. There's another illustration this hour of someone who's been listening to the show, is considering becoming a Catholic, likes what he's hearing. That's one of the things that your donations make possible. It really does advance the gospel. And we know because we hear from many people who have become Catholic as a result of Catholic Answers Live that souls are being converted. They're coming closer to God, closer to Christ and His church. And your donations are what make that possible. So not only do you benefit when you support the work of Catholic Answers here on the radio, you benefit other people too. And there will be people who are in heaven as a result of your efforts that, you know, you won't even meet in this life, but you will find them there in your eternal reward. And that's part of what St. Paul talks about when he says, if you sow to the Spirit, you will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Because as part of that eternal life, you're going to get to meet the people and learn about all the good that you did by supporting the preaching of God's word. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We've got more than half of our lines open, and we need to hear from you because we've only got 45 minutes left in the show today, and we still need to make about $14,000 to meet our matching challenge this hour.
888-291-8000. I'll let you know as Jimmy said, we've got those thousands of dollars left to get to. And this hour, a great many. Thank you so much to those who have accepted the invitation to become donors. Many first-time donors. We have a great number of folks who have called who have been, all the way from a $1, $10 pledge, $18 pledge, all the way up to about a $500 pledge. In order to fully meet our match and in order to meet our overall goal this hour, we're going to need some larger donors in the last hour. There's just no other way around it. So the folks are calling and helping. We need those who can make that $1,000 or $2,000, some cases even $5,000. We even had a $10,000 gift this pledge drive. If you could do that, you get us a long way towards our goals. 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or just text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365. I want to review before I go back to the next caller the three different giving levels we've been inviting people to become recurring donors. Recurring donors provide kind of the bedrock of this apostolate. We are not an apostolate that relies on $1 million gifts. If we were, we would go out of business because we don't get $1 million gifts. But we are an apostolate that relies on $18 a month recurring gifts. And so if you can make that $18 a month recurring gift right now at 888-291-8000, we're going to send you the movie Fatima. Just came out this year, a beautiful movie. We'd love you to have it. We're also going to send you the book, 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World. Maybe you can do a bit more a month. Maybe $45 a month is within your abilities. If that's the case, we'd love to send you the Fatima movie, the book 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World, but we'll add Jimmy Akin's apologetics course, Beginning Apologetics, How to Defend and Explain the Faith. This is the course that started the entire school of apologetics here at Catholic Answers. It's still the most popular course there, and we'd love to give you the hard copy of everything. So you have it in your house, in your hands, to share with friends and neighbors, to watch yourself. You get the DVD set, you get the workbook, but that's a $45 a month pledge. We need quite a few people to call and make that $18 or $45 a month pledge. And then we've also been asking, are there those, and there have been quite a few, we're very grateful for it, who can make the $84 a month pledge. That's $1,000 a year that makes you a member of our President's Club. So in addition to all the other things we can give you at the $84 a month level, and please do call now if you can make that $84 a month pledge, 888-291-8000. You get all the benefits of the President's Club, including all our printed materials and everything else that comes out of our publishing house. All you got to do is ask for it over the course of the year. 888-291-8000.
And one note, you mentioned, Cy, that if people are donating at a level where they get the copy of my course, that it's in hard copy. What that means is you'll get it on DVD.
Yeah.
So you don't need a special internet connection or anything like that to watch it. You can watch them on your DVD player whenever you want, as many times as you want, whether your internet is up or down. And you'll be getting along with it the hard copy of the study guide. So you'll be getting a paperback book. What you're getting is a DVD set with a paperback book to help you go through it. So you have the experience not only of watching and listening, but also reviewing and getting additional help from a written resource. So it's really two resources in one.
888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We've even got a text option for you this time. You just text the word Catholic to 24-365. About to go back to the phones, so let me just review those three, and then we will get to another caller. You can call and make your pledge in person to someone who works here at Catholic Answers by dialing 888-291-8000. You can take care of it yourself online or on your phone at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can simply text the word Catholic to 24-365. We go now to Boston, Massachusetts. Anthony, watching on YouTube Live. Delighted to have you, Anthony. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, Cy and Jimmy. This is my first time calling. Very excited. Thank you so much for all of the great work that you do.
Well, we're happy to have you, Anthony. Thank you.
So my question is, I've seen the apologist, Frank Turek, in response to several questions about different rules in the Old Testament. He said that unless a rule is explicitly stated in the New Testament, it is no longer binding on Christians today. And I was just wondering how true that is, and just generally how we as Catholics should go about determining which rules we should follow.
Okay. So I would have to disagree with Mr. Turek about his statement, assuming that's what he said. It is not necessary for a law from the Old Testament to be repeated in the New Testament in order for it to be binding. In order for that to be the case, you would have to adopt a theory of divine law that's sometimes called divine command theory or positivism. It's a form of what's called legal positivism, where a law is only binding because it's been articulated to a particular people for them. And on this theory, things are only wrong because God says they're wrong. So if God wanted to say hating him is now the number one rule, then hating God would suddenly become the thing to do. But that's not the way divine law works. It is not simply binding as a result of commands. There are commands that God gives that are binding, like you need to be baptized so that you can get his grace. But God also has built laws into human nature. And this is something St. Paul talks about in Romans chapters 1 and 2, where he talks about how God has shared his divine revelation and his law even with people who are not Jewish, because he's written it on their hearts. And that's why even Gentiles who have never heard of the law of Moses recognize that they shouldn't steal and they shouldn't murder and they shouldn't commit adultery, because those things are contrary to human nature. So this is a, rather than a divine command theory of law, is a natural law theory. And in the Old Testament, what we find are a mixture of laws that are based on human nature, so they're based on natural law, like don't commit adultery, and a mixture of divine commands, like circumcise your sons on the eighth day. Well, it's true, we as Gentile Christians and even Jewish Christians after the time of Christ are not bound to observe the Mosaic law. So all of the laws from the Old Testament that were based on divine command rather than on human nature have lapsed. And that's why we don't need to, they were given only to the Jewish people prior to the time of Christ. And so we don't need to circumcise our sons on the eighth day. We don't need to refrain from eating pork. And we don't need to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Those were specific things based in divine command to the Jewish people. But laws like don't kill, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't bear false witness against your neighbor, all of those fall straight out of human nature. And so they're binding on all people everywhere, regardless of whether they were mentioned in the Old Testament law. And so consequently, the anything from the Old Testament is still binding on us if it's based in human nature. It doesn't have to be repeated in the New Testament. You could have something that the New Testament never mentions, but if it's a law based on human nature, we still have to keep it. And that's the ultimate test for us as Christians. What we need to look at is what does human nature, what does the natural moral law require of us, and what new divine commandments have we been given, like be baptized and go to confession when you've committed mortal sin and things like that.
Thank you for that call, Anthony. That's nice of you to make your first call to us. I hope it's the first of many. Appreciate that call from Boston. Hey, right now we're coming into we're not quite there yet, but we're almost into the last half hour of our pledge drive. We've got $10,000 to go in our dollar for dollar match this hour. That's a lot of match money that we would like to use up. If you can make a large pledge, maybe 500, maybe 1,000, maybe you're one of those people who can do 2,500 or even 5,000 and help us use up that match money so that we don't leave any of it on the table. Now is the time to make that call if you are able to give at that level. Lots and lots of calls. I have to say, many, many calls, lots of people helping us out at all different levels. 888-291-8000. About half of our lines are open right now. You can also go online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
So we're halfway through this hour, and we're about halfway through this hour's matching challenge. So we do need to hear from you. Don't let up. We're about to go into a break, so it's an ideal time to call. You won't miss anything because we won't be answering questions. We've got lines open for you right now. It looks like about half of them are open. So those people are standing by waiting to take your call. Also, yesterday I invited people to think about, could you make one of those larger donations, whether it's an $84 a month donation to enter the President's Club at $1,000, or whether it's a larger amount than that. Now is decision time. You've had a chance to think about it. If you're able, if you've been blessed and you're able to make those kind of donations, now's the time to call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000, the number, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now you can also text us. If you just text the word Catholic to 24365, you will be texted back a link. A long way to go, and we can be fully funded too. By the end of this hour, that's about $30,000 away. So just to have that in your mind, we're very hopeful to use up every dollar of the match money. And then we'd like to go on and complete this thing today and be fully funded by the end of this hour. And that would be very, very exciting for us. Then we will not come to you again. We're not going to come to you and ask you at Christmas. We're not going to make a last day of the year appeal or anything like that. We are done asking for money until February, but we need to be fully funded so that we can continue these operations for the next 3 months. It really is not expensive to keep Catholic Answers Live on the air. If you think about all that goes into it, including the power bill, including the computers, including all the equipment that we have to keep running, and then the people who run it. Nick over there, I see Marie and Mary running the video, Jimmy here with us, me here with you today, Darren in there answering phones. All of that and more, all of the guests that we have on, all of the connections that we make, it comes to less than $200,000 to be fully funded for the next 3 months. It's not a huge amount, but it does require the generosity of a whole bunch of people to make it happen. Thank you to those who have called. If you haven't called yet, we're in the last half hour now. We're in the last half hour. We need your call, 888-291-8000, or it goes to the same place if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
I don't believe it. Even on fundraising week, Nick brings the groovy music. Look at him in there drumming away. Oh, man, what a drummer. Brought his drum set in. I'm Cy Kellett. You're listening to Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin, our guest. It's Thursday, and you probably already know all of that because you heard the groovy music. And when you hear the groovy music, you know it's Thursday. You know Jimmy's probably here, I'm probably here, and Nick's probably here. The number right now that we're going to ask you to call, 888-291-8000, we are a long way, but not an impossible way, from being completely using up our $20,000 fundraising match this hour. A generous donor has said, I'll give you 20 grand if you can go out and raise that 20 grand. We're very appreciative of that donor, and we're very appreciative of everyone who has gotten us one step closer. 888-291-8000 is the number, or you can go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, make your pledge, and we'll get back to calls really quick. We're not going to spend tons and tons of time fundraising. People are generous and call if we just ask. So we got to take a couple minutes and ask between calls, and then you've been so generous and you have answered the call. But we do have to take these couple minutes. The number, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let us go to, let's see. Oh, an anonymous caller starts us off this half hour. Anonymous, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Am I on?
You are on, Anonymous.
You are on.
All right. Thank you very much. So I am an RCIA right now. I'm 16.
Wow.
And I've been wanting to go through, thank you. I've been wanting to go through RCIA for, since the spring of this year. And I have realized lately that I have not really ever known how to pray very well.
Okay.
The only time I know how to pray is when I am praying, there's something to focus on, like, very specific things. I try to pray the Jesus prayer and I can't because I don't know what to think of. I don't know what to focus on. And even other forms of prayer, like, to where it isn't organized. It isn't, made by someone else. I feel like I'm just talking to myself. And could you give me some advice on that, please?
Sure. So the first thing I'd say is relax. God knows everything you're going to say before you say it. He knows what your heart's desires are. He knows what you need. He knows what other people need. He knows what you want him to do for other people, even if you have trouble articulating it. This is a point that St. Paul discusses. I mean, Jesus talks about the fact that God knows what you're going to say before you even say it. So the purpose of prayer is not to give God information. The purpose of prayer is to draw us out of ourselves so that we think about God, we think about our need for God, and we think about other people and their need for God. So it builds, it gives us the opportunity to love God and love our neighbor. And the information is not the important point. God also helps us out in our prayers, even when we don't know what to pray. That's a point that St. Paul discusses in the book of Romans. In Romans chapter 8, he talks about how the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with inexpressible sighs, or in some translations, inexpressible groans. When we don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit knows what we need, and the Holy Spirit prays alongside of us in ways that can't even be captured in human speech. So God looks directly into our hearts. He sees what we need, what we want, how we want to be close to him, how we want to receive his grace, how we want other people to receive his grace. And even if we're not sure how to articulate it or what to think about, that's okay. This isn't about giving God information. This is about just reaching out to God and opening our hearts to him. And so you don't need to worry about, am I thinking about the right thing? Or what do I feel like when I'm praying? Or do I need to have a certain image or use a certain set of words? God knows your heart. And just the mere fact that you reach out to him and bare your heart, even if you don't have any words at all, if you just open your heart to God and you know, invite him to look at your heart and help you out, that of itself is pleasing to him.
I hope that that's helpful to you. That's very inspiring. A young man of 16 years old calling and coming into the church. It's inspiring to me, I have to say, anonymous caller, because we see so many people who are in the church so frustrated with it right now. and we completely understandably, but to see you with a pure heart and good intention coming closer and closer to the Lord, even to the point of entering the RCIA at 16 years old, God bless you. I hope you'll call us many, many more times. You're an inspiring soul. I got to let our listeners know at least half the lines are empty. We're ready to take your call. Let me put it that way. Half the lines are open and ready to take your call here. 888-291-8000 is the number. Or you can go online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We got a ways to go to be fully funded by the end of this hour. And this is our last chance this year to be fully funded. And I do believe that we can do it. You can also text us. Just text the word Catholic to 24365. We need donors of all sizes right now. And lots of folks have taken up that challenge, but we do need donors of all sizes right now if we're going to make it. We need the large, medium, and small donations. If we have not had a very large donations today, as we did yesterday and the day before, of in one case, $10,000, I realize that's a lot of money. To most of us, that's an outrageous amount of money. To some people, That's an amount of money that they can give. And I just want to let you know that $10,000, that $5,000 gift, maybe it's a $2,500 gift, that gets us a long way towards being fully funded. You really make a big difference. 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
So we've got about 25 minutes left in this hour, counting the little bit after the closing credits. And we are now about $22,000 away from our overall goal.
Oh, we can do it.
For the overall drive. We can do this, but we need to hear from you. We need to either hear from a lot of people making smaller donations or a few people making larger donations. But now's the time. We've got half of our lines open. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from anywhere in the world. We had a donor earlier from Japan who donated $1,000. And an easy way to do that, whether you're in Japan or Asia or Africa or Latin America or Europe or here in North America, wherever, or in Antarctica, you know, you could be down at McMurdo Sound listening in on the internet. Well, if you've got an internet connection, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate 24/7 from anywhere in the world.
If we get a donation right now from Antarctica, I'm going to flip. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Half the lines continue open. So whatever amount you are able to give in, if you want to dial right now, you'll get right into these offices where we are and be talking with one of our coworkers. You can go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and do the same there. As Jimmy said, a bit more than 20,000 to be fully funded for the next 3 months. Then you don't have to hear us talk about money at all, one way or another. If there are some large donors who can take a big chunk out of that, I think there have been plenty of mid-level and entry-level, so to speak, donors. If a couple of big donors to complement that, and all together, we will make it. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Also, I just want one more time. Let me just give out the text. You can text the word Catholic to 24365. Then you get a link right back to you. So if you're one of those who likes to do stuff on your phone, just text the word Catholic to 24365, follow the link, and you will be done very quickly with your pledge. Let's go to Jim in Maryland watching on YouTube Live. Jim in Maryland, thank you. Oh, hang on, I got to make sure I got the right button here. Jim in Maryland, thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin, please.
Hi, guys. Yeah,
hi, Jim.
After making my contribution, I called in with my question, as a Star Trek fan, I've mm-hmm. always been fascinated by the episode in the original series where Captain Kirk gets split into two people. And this episode seems to imply that his ability, his command decision, is somehow tied inextricably to his lower nature. He's got the one guy's got all the vices, but he's very decisive and he's got his command abilities.
Right.
And the other guy is nice and kind and gentle, but he's completely lost his ability to command. So I always thought that was very strange and wondered if you'd comment on that in the light of Catholic anthropology.
Okay. So you're going for the philosophical question that the show poses in terms of the morality of human nature. And the essential, I thought you were going to do something else about, like, how does that relate to being one person or not if you get cloned by a transporter. The answer to that one, by the way, is the same as what happens if you are a twin naturally.
Oh.
It doesn't matter whether you get split in two through natural processes and get twinned that way or whether a transporter does it to you, you're still a twin at that point. In terms of the moral issue, the show is making a mistake by associating decisiveness with lack of self-control, because that's what the evil Captain Kirk has. He is decisive, but he also can't, he has no self-control, so he harms other people. And the good Captain Kirk in that episode does not harm other people, but also is indecisive and can't make decisions. And that's the fundamental problem, is it doesn't recognize that decisiveness and self-control are two different virtues, and you can have both of them. So, for example, Jesus does not have an evil nature at all, but Jesus was decisive. He could make decisions, and he had self-control. So he even though he didn't have disordered desires, he did have ordered ones, and he could resist them like he did during the testing in the desert where he said, I'm not going to eat for 40 days. So that's an example of self-control. He also went to the cross even though he was just as averse to death as any other person would be. So consequently, we see that you can have both the virtue of decisiveness and the virtue of self-mastery, and you can lack an evil nature. So consequently, even though being a bad guy is often associated with what, you know, the decisiveness that the evil Captain Kirk has, it doesn't accurately reflect human anthropology.
Jim, thank you very much. One great thing about that, though, is you get to see William Shatner having fun. You can tell he's having fun playing two completely different Captain Kirks.
Yeah.
Also, that'd
be a good question for one of our weird questions days.
Yeah. Jim, if you've got more Star Trek questions, we do weird questions with Jimmy Akin regularly, and we'd love to have that. Just, you can always send those questions to radio@catholic.com because we gather them all together and ask Jimmy the weirdest questions that we can find. And that's a pretty weird one, getting split in two into one good and one evil half. 888-291-8000 is the number to go to make your pledge. Most of the lines are open right now. We're going to do about $1,000 a minute to reach our final goal as we come to the end of this hour, about $1,000 a minute. And we're not even going to raise funds all those minutes. We're going to go back to taking calls. We're going to let Jimmy answer questions. That's what we do. And that's what you pay us to do. And we're very grateful for the support, for the financial support that you have given us, knowing that we need to be fully funded for the next 3 months. And it looks very doable that we could be fully funded for the next 3 months if enough folks will step up. Again, I would make that appeal to that person who can maybe, a couple of folks have come through just in the last few minutes with $1,000 gifts. We're very grateful for that. I think we're going to need a person or two who can do $2,500, $5,000. Somebody comes with that $10,000 gift like we got the first day, I think we're there. So your help is needed. 888-291-8000, the number. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can do it safe and secure online. Hey, call with any amount because there are lines open right now. So don't worry. You're not holding the line up for anybody else. 888-291-8000.
And as you say, Cy, we do have lines open right now. So you'll get right through our average wait time. We have it actually monitored, and it's like 4 seconds. So you call 4 seconds later, someone will pick up the line and talk to you. They're going to be someone here in the building. They're going to be a fellow employee of Catholic Answers that shares your passion for the mission of the organization. And, you know, we talked a little bit earlier this hour about the biblical principles behind giving. I mentioned how Jesus talked about it. I mentioned how St. Paul talked about it in Galatians 6. He also talks about it in other passages, such as 2 Corinthians chapter 9, which contains a very famous quotation where St. Paul says that God loves a cheerful giver. God loves it if you're giving to support his causes, and if you're cheerful about it, it makes you happy, it makes God happy, and that gives you all the more reason to be cheerful, because you know that God loves this. God loves what you're doing. And when God loves what someone is doing, he rewards them. He either rewards them in this life or in the next life or both. So if you want to please God, if you want God to love what you're doing and to reward you, including with, as St. Paul says, eternal life, give us a call, 888-291-8000. We've still got a few lines open, and you can help us make our overall drive goal.
888-291-8000. Just 15 minutes left to the top of the hour, about 17,000 to go. So we're a little bit more than 1,000 an hour. We can do that with your help. There are lots and lots of folks listening. We just need a small percentage to pick up that phone and call. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go back to the phones and let Jimmy do his work because we want to keep doing that. Let's go to Margaret in Fort Bragg, California. The other Fort Bragg, Fort Bragg, California, listening to EWTN on channel 130 Sirius XM satellite radio. Margaret, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I want to thank you so much for your ministry.
Thank you, Margaret.
It's such a comfort, your teachings and your words of insight. Thank you.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
What's your question?
Of evil.
Oh, you're going right to evil from that. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I've heard some Catholic scholars or teachers say that God did not create evil. But then the Bible says that God did make the serpent. Mm-hmm. And so I'm confused about, there's definitely potential for evil. And mm-hmm. I don't know what to think.
Okay.
Help me.
So let me. Okay. So first thing I want to do is recommend a resource because, I only have a few moments to be able to help you today. But I've done an entire talk that you can get on DVD on the problem of evil. It has a really easy to remember name. It's called The Problem of Evil. In fact, Cy, maybe we can get Margaret's information and send her a copy of that DVD since she's here in the U.S.
Okay.
In terms of the specific question, well, God did make the serpent, and the serpent did do evil, but that doesn't mean God caused the serpent to do evil. God also made you and me, and we do evil, but God doesn't cause us to do evil. As the book of James says, God can neither be tempted nor does he tempt anybody. He does not lead us into evil. Consequently, it's our own free will when we commit evil. And so we can infer, because God is all good and thus cannot himself do evil, what he did was he created beings like the serpent and like us that have free will. And at least here on earth, we've misused it. And the devil or the serpent was key in getting us to misuse it. But it's something that God allowed, but he didn't cause. So he allowed the devil to misuse his free will, and he allows us to misuse our free will, but he does not cause us to use our free will. Now you might say, why would God want to let us have free will at all if we could misuse it? And there are various answers that have been proposed to that, but the fundamental answer is because our love would be lacking something if it wasn't free. If we were just programmed to love God no matter what, and we never freely chose to love God, then we'd be like robots, and we wouldn't have the full kind of love that God wants. And so God wants angels to make a free choice to love him, and he wants humans to make a free choice to love him. But because it's a free choice, he also is willing to respect it if they choose not to love him, as the serpent chose not to, and as sometimes in our own lives we choose not to. But we'll send you a copy of The Problem of Evil, and it can go into it in a bit more detail.
All right, just hang on the line there, Margaret, and Marie will get your information, and we'll send that to you. Thanks so much for your kind words and for your call. We're about $12,000 away from being fully funded. I've got just a few more minutes with you. Folks are coming through just beautifully, and we're so grateful for it. But most of the lines continue open. We do have room for you to call and make your pledge and help us be fully funded. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And just to explain again how this works, we are funded looking forward for the next 3 months. And so we come to you each quarter just for 6 hours, and not even using the whole 6 hours, just using a certain number of minutes each hour to ask you for your support. Thus far, we have always been able to continue forward for the next 3 months until we can ask you again for your support. But we really don't stay on the air if nobody calls. That's the basic. Like, we're not talking about, well, it would be nice if people would support us. we depend on callers to fund us for the next 3 months. I'm looking at maybe 10 lines open right now. I'm more than $10,000 to go, about $12,000 to go on my screen. 888-291-8000 is the number. Please pick up that phone and call now. Help us to be fully funded. We'll get this thing done in the books, out of the way, and we'll be able to just broadcast the good news about Jesus and his church for the next 3 months. Jimmy?
And I'm looking at an updated screen. We're currently $11,000 away from the full funding mark, and we've been having people come through with some larger donations, including Paul, who donated $1,000, Mark, who donated $2,000, Elizabeth, who donated $1,000, and Judy, who also donated $1,000. There are people out there who are responding to that call. We only need another $11,000 in the next 10 minutes. And or even after the show, you can still we'll keep answering the phones until they stop ringing. And then you can still use CatholicAnswersRadio.com, even if it's overnight. We've got most of our lines open right now, though. So if we're going to make that goal, we do need to hear from you. We're in not just the last hour, but the last moments of the last hour.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. In among those large dollar donations that Jimmy just mentioned, donations ranging from a one-time $15 donation, a one-time $20 donation, lots of donations, you know, of $20, $30, $40, folks doing the $18 a month pledge. So that $18 a month pledge, we then send them the gift, the Fatima movie and the 100 Ways, John Paul II Changed the World, the book. It's taking everybody now, but we are approaching the end of this pledge drive with the real possibility of being fully funded, not having to go hat in hand after hours or anything, but to be able to be fully funded for the next 3 months. We do need a couple more of the large donors. So just be honest with you. I'm just laying it out there. We're very grateful to everybody. We're going to need a couple more of those $2,000 or $3,000 gifts in order to complete this and be fully funded. If you could do that, 888-291-8000 is the number. We're staying, to me, my screen says just about 11,000 left still, Jimmy. So 888-291-8000, the number to call, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That goes to the same spot. It goes to the same pot of money, and it makes it possible for us to be fully funded so that we can broadcast around the globe and on hundreds of stations here. We do not charge the stations who play us, whether that station is in Russia, whether that station is in Africa, whether that station is in Australia, or anywhere here in the United States, Canada, across the Americas. We give this show for free because you make it possible for us to give this program for free. That's what makes it so powerful. Around the world, anyone can broadcast it on any format for free, and people can hear the good news of Jesus Christ proclaimed wherever they live. 888-291-8000. We need pledgers of all sizes now to bring this home in the last few moments. If you could make that large pledge, that medium pledge, that small pledge, maybe it's a monthly pledge, 888-291-8000. Or it goes to the same place if you do it yourself at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And we still have just a few moments left in the show. I don't think, Cy, that you're going to try to get in another call before the end, unless I'm wrong. So correct me fast if you're not. Okay, so that means you won't miss anything. We have an uptick in the number of people who are calling, but we still have lines that are open. You won't miss anything. That means this is a great time to call. As we said, we're going to keep answering the phones until they stop ringing. So even if we're off the air, you can still call in. You can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That works 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can always make a donation. So if you're listening to this time delayed by podcast, you can contribute to our overall drive goal. We are just achingly close to it right now.
Oh, it's so close.
We are so close, and you can help us get there even if you're listening time delayed by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You also can text the word Catholic to 24365. That's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So Catholic to 24365, and it'll send you a link that you can use. We've had a lot of people who have been supporting us, but now's the last time we're going to be talking about this till February. We are very close to making our goal. Please help us get there. 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
It's just $10,300 right now as we head off the air. Continue to call. Folks will be there to take your call. If you're listening overnight, we can continue to take that donation at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I can't wait till tomorrow to come on the air and say we made our... I want those to be the first words I say on the air. We made it. We're fully funded for the next 3 months. Oh, less than $10,000 away now. 888-291-8000, or just go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000.